Hi, my name is Diana Mesquita, and I'll be presenting the work entitled Optimization of a Spray Pyrolysis Process for the Preparation of Fluorine-Dopamine Oxide Substrates. Metal oxide semiconductors are experiencing an ever-expanding use in our lives. Among them, transparent conductive oxides, also known as TCOs, are particularly interesting since they combine high electrical conductivity with high optical transmittance, being used in many optoelectronic applications such as screens, low emissivity glasses, energy storage, and photovoltaic devices. Indium dopamine oxide is the most used and studied TCO, but it suffers from reduced thermal and chemical stability, besides using indium, a rare and toxic metal. So, fluorine dopamine oxide, also known as FDO, has emerged as the most promising alternative to indium dopamine oxide, presenting better thermal stability and chemical inertness. FDO can be deposited by several methods, such as ultrasonic or standard spray pyrolysis, atmosphere pressure chemical vapor deposition, sputtering, and Sol-gel methods, such as screen printing or doctor blade. Among them, spray pyrolysis is the simplest and most economical, basically consisting of spraying a precursor solution onto a heated substrate, enabling the chemical reaction that forms the metal oxide film. Due to its versatility, spray pyrolysis allows for a full optimization and customization. However, due to the large number of involved experimental parameters, the optimization process can be quite complex and time-consuming. Therefore, his work aimed to optimize a low-cost spray pyrolysis technique for producing custom-made FDO glass substrates with state-of-the-art commercial standards following a design of experiments methodology. The implemented procedure for the optimization of the optoelectronic properties of FDO thin films was divided in the following stages: precursor preparation, spray pyrolysis deposition, substrates characterization, statistical analysis, stability tests, and work validation with photovoltaic devices. The optimization strategy followed the design of experiments methodology supported by statistical software. The main experimental variables under study were the spray volume and the fluor-to-tin ratio in the precursor. The quality of FTO glass substrates was evaluated based on a figure of merit tailored for photovoltaic applications, essentially based on the sheet resistance and optical transmittance. After optimization, it was found that the optimal deposition conditions were a substrate temperature of 450 degrees Celsius and a spray volume of 60.8 milliliters, containing a fluor-to-tin ratio of 0.45. Optimized substrates reached a figure of merit of 0.68, corresponding to a sheet resistance of 3.40 ohms per square and an optical transmittance of 77% in the visible range. In-house FTO samples presented a uniform appearance at the naked eye, which was validated with top-view SEM analysis. Cross-section images allow it to estimate the film thickness of around 1 micrometer. To validate the high figure of merit of optimized FTO substrates, dye-sensitized and perovskite solar cells were fabricated with in-house and commercial substrates. It was concluded that the efficiency of dye-sensitized solar cells was improved by 8.7%, whereas that of perovskite solar cells was improved by 4.4%. This shows that optimized FTO glass substrates with tailored properties can be prepared using a low-cost and easy-to-scale-up technique, allowing to further improve the efficiency of relevant photovoltaic technologies. Thank you for your attention.